From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
How are you? It's nice for me, Amanda, to accompany you for the next 60 minutes in our program. We begin our program with the news and we also have other information for you. Stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. Indonesia and International Energy Agency, IEA, collaborate on energy transition program. On Anti-Corruption Day, Vice President Ma'ruf Amin reminds all parties to close all corruption gap. Now the news in detail. The Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources, ESDM, and the International Energy Agency, IEA, signed a cooperation program for the 2020-2021 period in the Energy Transitional Program. This cooperation covers several things, namely energy and data statistics, energy emergency policies, and energy security, the electricity and renewable energy sector, bioenergy, energy efficiency, energy and clean technology, including policy reviews and capacity building. The cooperation was signed by Head of Research and Development Agency, Dadan Kustiana, representing Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources and Executive Director of the International Energy Agency, Fatih Birol, while attending the IEA Energy Ministerial Meeting in Paris on Friday, December 6. Dadan Kustiana, through his written statement on Sunday, December 8, explained the agenda of the meeting, discussing several matters such as about investment and energy innovation, consumer involvement, and digitalization. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin attended the commemoration of the World Anti-Corruption Day, which was held at Merah Putih Building of Corruption Eradication Commission on Monday, December 9. In his remarks, Vice President Ma'ruf Amin reminded all parties to close the gap of corruption. Ma'ruf Amin said, "The commemoration of the World Anti-Corruption Day must be a momentum for public awareness effort on the dangers of corruption, which is one of the crucial problems in Indonesia. Corruption, according to the Vice President, is a systematic crime and has become a serious problem for development in Indonesia. He considered corruption prevention action should be prioritized in the licensing sector and the public service sector that is directly related to the community, such as land administration services, health services, and education services." The House of Representatives, DPR, has agreed to approve proposal on the revision of law on simultaneous general elections. Chief of the DPR Commission 2, Ahmad Tanjung, in Jakarta on Sunday, December 8, highlighted the need to evaluate the implementation of the simultaneous general election in 2019 owing to the several problems encountered. Ahmad Tanjung remarked that the DPR Commission 2 had agreed to revise Law No. 7 of 2017 on general election and Law No. 10, 2016 on regional head election. For the first time ever, over 190 million eligible Indonesian voters cast their ballots for the president and vice president, as well as for members of the Regional Representative Council, DPD, DPR, and provincial and district municipal legislative bodies DPRD on the same day on April 17, 2019. In the 2024 general elections, voters will elect not only a president on legislators but also regional heads. He noted that voters and election officers will encounter difficulties if the simultaneous elections comprising the presidential election, legislative election, and regional head election to be organized in the same year. Indonesian President Joko Widodo said corruption, collusion, and nepotism destroyed the life of the country, including utilizing the position of parents for the benefit of their children. This was said by President Joko Widodo in a speech on Achievement Without Corruption Performance at Vocational High School 57, Jakarta, on Monday, December 9, welcoming World Anti-Corruption Day 2019. The president pointed out, through the message in the drama Achievements Without Corruption, the show, which featured a number of advanced Indonesia cabinet ministers, told the story about a student who wanted to use school cash for personal need. The example that could be taken from the drama is not allowed to take something which is not his own right. President Joko Widodo also mentioned that corruption is not only a matter of money, but also in terms of time. The president also invites students to live disciplined, confident, optimistic, productive thinking, and collaborative thinking. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia. Businessmen from Sichuan Province, China, feel various conveniences when investing in Indonesia. Wang Yuchun from Sichuan Changchong Electric Company Limited in Chengdu on Sunday said that investing in Indonesia currently is far different. According to him, the investment climate in Indonesia is no longer like when the electronics company firstly entered the Indonesian market. He asserted, in addition to the ease of investment process, Indonesia also holds a large market potential with a high population, followed by an increasing population of the rapidly growing middle-class economy. The Indonesian ambassador to China, Jauhari Oratmangun, said, Indonesia and Sichuan had similarities in population. Indonesia's population is the fourth largest in the world, while Sichuan is fourth in China. The fact seems to say that Indonesia and Sichuan are destined to work together. Therefore, Jauhari invites Sichuan to further enhance cooperation in the economic field. Special staff of the president from Millennial Circles, Billy Mambrasar, invites the young generation in Aceh to continue to prepare themselves as the candidates for the nation's best leaders in the future. Billy, when giving motivation to a number of participants on the Community of the Leader at the Aranyri State Islamic University campus, Banda Aceh, on Sunday, advised the youth, especially young leaders in Aceh, to participate in offering their thoughts, power, and energy to support development in Aceh and Indonesia in general. According to him, the Aceh government cannot work alone to improve development and improve the welfare of all components of society. It is said the government needs for help from millennials and youth to help develop Aceh and the Indonesian nation in general. The last item. The Indonesian contingent is firmly in second place for the 2019 SEA Games medal in the Philippines on Sunday, after there were additional gold medals from shooting, dragon boat, rowing, and archery. Based on data from the Indonesian headquarters at 12 local time, there were additional 5 gold medals, so that the total of medal is 56 gold, 52 silver, and 66 bronze, while the first position remains held by the host of the Philippines with 92 gold, 69 silver, and 70 bronze. In third place, Vietnam with 49 gold, 52 silver, 70 bronze medals. With this achievement, the target imposed by President Joko Widodo is 60 gold with a great chance of being achieved because there are still many gold stock branches that have not yet completed the match. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, nice to be with you again in our good program commentary. The title of today's commentary is World Anti-Corruption Day, a momentum for corruption eradication. Well listener, today 9th December, the world communities commemorate Anti-Corruption Day. Indonesia is one of the countries that has made the Anti-Corruption Day commemoration as momentum. The movement to eradicate corruption can certainly be stimulated through the commemoration of International Corruption Day. For Indonesia, fighting corruption is a joint commitment. Through law, Indonesia has formed the Corruption Eradication Commission, KPK. This anti-corruption institution is mandated to carry out prevention and enforcement. Trials of cases pursued by the KPK are processed through the Tapicor Court. There had been many results realized by the KPK. In the course of carrying out its duties, the KPK underwent various dynamics, as we call tests and pressures. The case of Novel Baswedan is one of the highlights of both Indonesian community and international community. The case has not been revealed until early December 2019. On Monday, President Joko Widodo called the Indonesian police, Idam Aziz, to ask for an explanation of the result of the Novel Baswedan case investigation. This case is one of the separate issues forced by the KPK. The latest controversy is the revision of the KPK law, which triggered a huge demonstration in Jakarta and a number of other big cities in Indonesia. The rejection of the KPK law revision that led to insist President Joko Widodo in a bid to issue government law or Perpu until early December 2019 had not yet been completed. Whatever happens is that the spirit to eradicate corruption must continue to be sounded. Corruption as a white-collar crime is an enemy of virtue and advancement. Indonesia with bad corruption index needs to keep learning from other countries that have better index. For Indonesia, comparing itself with countries that have almost achieved zero corruption, such as Norway and Sweden, is certainly not balanced. What is really interesting is learning how prevention efforts are carried out. Instilling values of honesty and shamed in violating the rules needs to be done continuously. From such matters, the commemoration of a World Corruption Day can be a momentum to build joint spirit to eradicate or at least reduce the number of corruption. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Listener, for the next segment, we take you to learn more historical information in our program Today in History. Stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. It's great to meet you again in our regular program Today in History. Well, we start for an event on December 9, 1947, Rawa Gede Massacre. Well, listener, Rawa Gede Massacre was the massacre of inhabitants of Rawa Gede village located between Krawan and Bekasi on December 9, 1947. This massacre was committed by the Dutch army while launching the first military aggression. Around 431 residents became victims to this massacre. On September 14, 2011, the High Court stated that the Dutch government have to be responsible and pay compensation for the victims and their families. Next event was that in 2005, World Anti-Corruption Day was commemorated for the first time. The establishment of Anti-Corruption Day on December 9 aims to improve awareness on corruption and its negative impacts on society. The day was determined through United Nations General Assembly, which adopted the United Nations Convention Against Corruption, UNCIC, in Mexico on October 3, 2003. The commemoration was effected on December 9, 2005. Well, listener, the last event is that in 2016, bomb attack struck Madagali. Suicide bomb attack shot Madagali in Nigeria on December 9, 2016. This was conducted by two women. The bomb killed 57 people and injured 177 people. Among the casualties, 120 were children. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Say this, but I just can't contain it. want you here forever, right here by my side. Hold, hold you, kiss you, I just wanna love you all my life. You know me wouldn't say this, but I just can't contain it. I want you here forever.
There was a song entitled By My Side, sung by Maudy Ayunda featuring David Choi. You're still with us on Voice of Indonesia. Next, let's listen to our program My Indonesia that will be presented by our colleague Annatri Jayakasi. Stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia Today is on Indonesia and Fiji agree to promote economic cooperation. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi in a written statement on Friday, December the 6th, said that she and Fiji's Foreign Minister Inia Batikoto Seruratu agreed that the two countries would promote concrete economic cooperation in the Pacific region. Minister Retno Marsudi met her counterpart from Fiji on the sidelines of the 12th Bali Democracy Forum in Nusa Dua, Bali, Thursday, December the 5th. On the occasion, the Fiji Foreign Minister reiterated his support for the Indonesian government's commitment to enhance contribution to security, peace, and prosperity stability in the region. Reflecting on the successful implementation of the Pacific Exposition in Auckland, New Zealand in July 2019, the government of Indonesia once again invited the Fiji government to collaborate in the Pacific Fair 2020, which will be held by Indonesia. The fair is expected to produce more concrete partnerships in the economic field to maintain the positive partnership that have been developed between Indonesia and the South Pacific countries during the Pacific Exposition. Furthermore, the Indonesian and Fiji foreign ministers also discussed the initial preparation for the establishment of Indonesia-Fiji Preferential Trade Agreement, or IFPTA. This is expected to expand economic cooperation opportunities between the two countries in the fields of investment, infrastructure, and connectivity. For this reason, both parties hope that the initial stage of IFPTA negotiations can be carried out in the first quarter of 2020. For agriculture, Retno Marsudi said the Fiji government specifically expressed its hope that Indonesia could provide capacity building assistance in the form of training to manage agricultural products, including cassava and sweet potatoes. In addition, Indonesia and Fiji are exploring cooperation for the development of seaweed. This cooperation is concretely carried out in a partnership project between the two countries to establish a seaweed center. Closing a written statement, Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi said that the Indonesian government had continued to commit and try to play a greater role in overcoming various challenges faced by countries in the Pacific region, which were mostly island nations. These include the impacts of climate change, marine issues, and natural disasters. In addition, the Indonesian government also wants to contribute to efforts to develop the Pacific region. Well, that was My Indonesia Today over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, from Indonesia to the world.
Sanggup untuk melupakan dia.
The song titled Seribu Tahun Lamanya by J Acoustic, or in English it means A Thousand Years Long by J Acoustic. You're still with us on Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we present you our program Indonesian Wonder for those who are curious about the beauty of Indonesian tourism and also cultures. And especially today we'll talk about Papuma Beach in East Java. Stay tuned with us. East Java has many exotic beaches. One of them is Papuma, which is located at Lojajar village in Wuluhan district, around 45 kilometers in the southern part of Jember city, East Java. Papuma Beach is called as Tanjung Papuma Beach because its location is jutted into the sea, so that it's called Tanjung or Cape. Papuma is an abbreviation of Pasir Putih Malikan, or in English it means Malikan White Sand. Malikan is a name which was given by Perum Perhutani, or the country's forestry company, when opening the tourism object. The beach provides very beautiful scenery which can be enjoyed starting from sunrise until sunset. If you want to enjoy the beauty of the underwater beauty, this beach also provides snorkeling facilities. Papuma Beach also has various kinds of land fauna such as lizards, partridge, deer, hedgehogs, pangolin, and many others. The trip to Papuma Beach from Jember City takes around an hour by car. If you go from Surabaya, it takes around 6 hours. To enter the beach, you must buy a ticket, which is around 1400 rupiahs for each person. The facilities at the beach are quite complete, such as lodging and food stalls. There is also camping ground at some lodging for visitors who want to enjoy the night atmosphere surrounding the beach. That was our segment Indonesian Wonder featuring Papuma Beach in East Java. Thank you for listening. Just listen to a song titled Gantung, or in English it means Hung Up, by Melly Guslo. You're still with us on Voice of Indonesia. And next, if you want to learn Indonesian language in a fun and easy way, let's follow this program, which is Let's Speak Indonesian Language. And we will give you some information about how to use the expression and our conversation.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. The segment of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a cooperation of Voice of Indonesia with the Language and Book Development Agency, the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Bertamu, or in English, to visit. Stay tuned. Next is a conversation about bertamu, or in English, to visit. Tony is in front of Joko's house. It is the first time for Tony to visit Joko's house.
Permisi.
Iya?
Apakah benar ini rumah Joko?
Iya, benar. Tony ya, teman Mas Joko.
Oh iya, iya. Joko ada?
Ada. Silakan masuk.
Oh, terima kasih.
After the conversation, now I'll introduce some expressions related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Rumah Joko, in English, Joko's house. Apakah benar ini rumah Joko? Apakah benar ini rumah Joko? In English, is it Joko's house? Teman Mas Joko? Teman Mas Joko, in English, Mas Joko's friend. Joko ada? Joko ada, in English, is there Joko? Silakan masuk. Silakan masuk. In English, please come in. When you visit someone's house and you want to ensure whether the address is right or wrong, you can say, apakah benar ini rumah Joko? Apakah benar ini rumah Joko? In English, is this really Joko's house? The expression can also be used to another context of conversations to inform possessive pronoun. For example, apakah benar ini ponsel kamu? Apakah benar ini ponsel kamu? In English, is it really your cell phone? Apakah benar ini uang kamu? Apakah benar ini uang kamu? In English, is it really your money? Well, if you want to know someone you are looking for whether he or she is at home or not, you can say, Joko ada? Or in a complete sentence, apakah Joko ada? In English, is there Joko? If the person is there, the host will let you come in and usually says, silakan masuk. In English, please come in. Well, listener, before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for your listening clearly, let's follow again the conversation.
Permisi.
Iya?
Apakah benar ini rumah Joko?
Iya, benar. Tony ya, teman Mas Joko.
Oh iya, iya. Joko ada?
Ada. Silakan masuk.
Oh, terima kasih.
That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today's edition. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you next week with another interesting topic. Sampai jumpa.
yakinkah ku berdiri di empat tanpa tepi? Bolehkah aku mendengarmu? Terkubur dalam emosi, tak bisa bersembunyi. Aku dan nafasku merindukanmu.
That's a song titled Sandaran Hati by Leto, or in English, A Comfortable Place in My Heart by Leto. You're still with us on Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we are going to take you to listen to Indonesian music. So keep listening to us on Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. In today's edition, we will present a Keroncong song entitled Indahnya Pantai Senggigi. Senggigi Beach is a famous tourism object which is located in Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara Province. The song Indahnya Pantai Senggigi, which was composed by Arianta Rusmana, tells about the beauty of the beach with widely stretched of white sand and also fishermen boats which are sailing on the sea. The visitors can enjoy the beauty of the views, especially before the dusk. The song Indahnya Pantai Senggigi included in the fourth solo album of Ratnalisti. The album contains 12 songs and released in 2013. Well, listener, let's listen to the kroncong song Indahnya Pantai Senggigi by Ratnalisti. Enjoy the song.
Voice of Indonesia.
Ku ingin saat ini
seperti dulu lagi. Walau hanya sebentar, Tuhan tolong kabulkanlah. Bukannya diri ini tak terima kenyataan, hati ini hanya rindu. Segala cara telah ku coba agar aku bisa tanpa dirimu. Bersamamu, ku ingin saat ini engkau ada di sini, tertawa bersamaku seperti dulu lagi. Walau hanya sebentar, Tuhan tolong kabulkanlah.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, thank you so much for joining our broadcasting. Don't forget, you can also participate in our program by giving us your suggestion and feedback, such as by sending your email to Voice of Indonesia, voi@voinews.id, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, and Twitter, @voiindonesia. I'm Amanda and all the crews. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great day.